This call is now being recorded. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. My name is Christina Nordström, and I will be filling in for Gisela today. I'll do the roll call, and since I'm not familiar with this group, I'd like to ask you to please correct me if I mispronounce any of your names. So on the call, we have James Bladel, Paul Diaz, Alan Greenberg, Tatiana Karamsova, Jeff Newman, David Maher, and from staff, we have Glenn de Saint-Juéry, Margie Millam, and myself, Christina Nordström. And we have apologies from Alex Gakuru. And may I also remind you to state your names before speaking for transcript purposes, please. Thank you, and over to the chair.
Thank you, Christina. This is Jeff Newman, and I think you did a great job in pronouncing everyone's name. So,
thank you.
Good job. Well, welcome, everyone. On the agenda, it's a pretty simple agenda today. It's pretty much hopefully to get through the rest of the comments on the public comment tool that is posted on Adobe right now, and Marika sent around sent this around, I believe it was either yesterday or the day before, and so that's pretty much our goal. The other thing I wanted to just let you know is that there's a council meeting next week, and during that council meeting, we have on the agenda, as one of the items, a motion to, as I discussed the last time, to terminate the PPSC, meaning for us that we would then take our final report and send that directly to the council as opposed to sending it to the PPSC, who would review it. I think this is good for us in that it gives us a little bit more breathing room so that we can have everything done and to the council by the Singapore meeting. And I think it also will let us fine-tune some of the things that we wanted to get done. So any questions on that? Okay, so we left off on, I believe it's page 13, if you're looking at Adobe, and it's item number, or it relates to item number 31, or recommendation number 31. Recommendation number 31 is where we, the work team, recommended that each of the PDP working groups provide input on issues related to implementation and its impact, and then we had economic impact, business, social, operational, and feasibility, including when appropriate, to recommend the inclusion of implementation guidelines as part of the final report, consulting with the working group council on draft implementation plans, and the creation of an implementation team that consists of representatives of the working group and others, and I'm kind of paraphrasing. The registries had a comment where they are suggesting that the work team make clear that the role of the GNSO with regard to implementation of approved policies by addressing questions such as, one, should the GNSO have approval rights for implementation plans, and two, what should
Hey, Jeff, we lost you. Are you on mute? Okay. this is Margie. I'll pick up reading 31 until Jeff gets back on. And so it looks like the registry stakeholder group suggested that we address questions such as, should the GNSO have council have approval rights for implementation plans, and two, what should the GNSO do if implementation plans are not consistent with the approved policy? So with that, does anyone have any comments as Jeff gets back on the call? James?
Hi, Margie. So just kind of killing some dead air until we get our voice back. But, you know, these are big questions, and I think, you know, it's hard to read these and not think about the new GTLD program, how the council just kind of, here's a policy, and then the implementation has been going on now for, you know, almost 4 years. So I don't know that we have a nice buttoned-up, pithy answer for these.
Hey, guys, sorry about that. I just, I don't know what happened. I think it dropped everyone. except for James.
Paul's still there, I think.
Yeah, I'm still in.
Okay, so you two didn't get dropped, but I did. Alan did. Tatiana did. That is bizarre. Okay, so says Alan's back now. Sorry, James, can you just repeat? Like, I don't know where you lost me or lost others, so...
You said Margie
just read out
the
two questions that were identified in item 31 by the registry's comment, and my response was, these are really large, all-encompassing existential questions that really come to a forefront when we discuss the new think about the new GTLD program. So I don't know that this group has a really nice, efficient, tidy answer for them.
Well, I mean, and I don't know if David fell off or is back on, but I mean, I think couldn't we just say with number one, it's really the GNSO should really only have approval rights or should only be required to approve something when an implementation plan is viewed by the council to change policy. Right? I mean...
Okay, but does staff bring that back to the council, or does council take that back from staff?
Well, I think staff should be required to make an assessment at some point as to whether any policies are being changed and then bring that back to the council. The council is always free to monitor what's going on and then make a statement if they believe that staff has not brought an issue back to the council. But I agree with you, we can't provide much more in the way of guidance other than that. Right? And we do account for it kind of a post-mortem anyway, or I think we recommend reviews of each of the PDPs, so I think this is one of those things that's going to have to be honed in or refined as kind of as we go along. Alan, you have a comment?
Yeah, the real problem is you can't put the responsibility purely on staff to decide whether policy is being changed by the implementation, because presumably they are doing what they think is the implementation of the policy, and therefore it's a judgment call whether we believe the policy was actually being changed by the implementation. And we've seen plenty of cases of it, you know, during the PDP process.
Well, let me just add something and maybe have a different comment to it. But sometimes the board approves something that may change what the GNSO recommended, and at that point they can make some independent judgment as to whether that's a new policy or change to the policy as opposed to just implementation. So it's not always the case that staff is implementing what they believe is the existing policy, right? There could be some changes at the board.
Well, but the staff is implementing what the board approves. If the board has the right to make those changes, which is not clear from the current bylaws, but let's presume they do have that right, then yeah, staff is implementing what the board has approved. The GNSO is just one cog in that overall process.
Couldn't we say that if the staff makes a judgment or should have some sort of role in making a judgment if they believe that the board has approved something that deviates from the policy?
But I think the real question is, what if they do something which they believe in their hearts is just implementing the policy, but, you know, the people who participated in the PDP, for instance, may believe that they have actually changed policy by doing that. So
right.
I don't think the GNSO can stop it, but I think it's reasonable for us to say the GNSO has to be given an opportunity to comment on it, which is as much as it can do.
Let me go to Margie. Margie? Are you on mute, Margie? Am I still on the call?
Margie says I hear nothing. And Paul says they lost me.
I'll check with the operator and see if I can do anything.
I hear you.
I hear everyone so far.
Maybe we lost Paul. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is clearly not a good day to have a conference call.
I guess not.
I think we should heed their wisdom and just give up.
So let's see. James is still on. Paul's on. Tatiana, are you still on?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Let's see. Who else? David, are you on?
I'm here. I was on mute.
Yep. Okay. So I think we just lost Margie and Paul this time.
Back, actually. It's Margie.
Oh, hey, Margie.
Yeah.
So did you, now that you heard everything, did you have a comment on this?
Yes, I did. I agree with Alan, his prior comments, that sometimes staff doesn't realize or doesn't look at implementation in the same way that others in the community might. So we might think it's just a implementation detail, whereas others might think it's really a change in a policy or something else. And so I think it's not bad to suggest that staff come back to the council if we believe that we're changing a policy. But I do think that you probably want another mechanism to pick up the areas where we've, just haven't realized it or look at the issue differently.
So the there are two things we could do. Now, I'm not saying we should, but, in theory, we could ask that the staff always come back to the working group with their implementation plan before it's presented to the board. That's one option. And the other is to just say that there's a mechanism or to make sure that whatever implementation plan that the staff proposes is put out for some sort of comment, and at that point in time,